今天我们很感谢主可以跟大家分享一些神的话语。
Well, we're very pleased to be here today so that we can share with you some words from God.
首先我们一个开始的祷告。
We'd like to start by what? Praying?
天父，我们感谢你为我们预备今天你自己的话语。求主你今天就是这样来怜悯我们。你将你的话语的奥秘赐给我们的时候，使我们能够明白到我们实在是要远避偶像。主啊，你都是这样来到恩待讲的和听的，让我们能够同感一灵地享受你的话语。今次祈求奉我主耶稣基督的名义求。我们今天感谢神，就是说我们大家信了耶稣，我们不需要拜偶像。
We want to share with you that when you are become a believer, when you follow Christ, that you will not have any other idols.
但是为什么我们在这个约翰一书第五章二十一节，连老约翰再一次提我们，叫我们不要拜偶像？
Now, why is it that in 1 John 5:21 that Paul admonishes us not to have any other idols?
我们请大家再看这个约翰一书第五章二十一节。
I ask that you look up 1 John 5:21.
中文好像讲得好过英文一点。
It seems as if the Chinese version is explains it more thoroughly than the English version.
中文讲到有三样嘢我哋要睇。
The Chinese version has three items that it asks us to look into.
但系喺英文咧，你好似睇到两样嘅啫。
But when you look at the English version, it only seems to ask that you examine two items.
我哋再留心睇呢个第五章廿一节。
So we will look very carefully at 1 John 5:21.
小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。
It says, dear children, keep away from statues of gods.
呢度系有三样嘢我哋要睇。
There are three things that we will examine today.
第一樣嘢，小子們，呢段經文係同基督徒講嘅。
Now, when we look at what this is saying, it comes from the apostles.
呢度係特別係為信耶穌嘅人講嘅喎。
And it's specifically directed towards us, those who believe in God, those who have become His children.
但我哋常常以為拜偶像係啲未信嘅人嘅容易做嘅事。
Now, normally, we would think, oh, if you believe in idols, that's more to do with unbelievers, and that has no reference to believers.
但是老年的约翰他说不是啊，基督徒都要小心啊。
But not true, because they are also saying, even believers, that we need to be careful.
所以他说，亲爱的小子啊，小子们啊，亲爱的神的儿女啊，你们要小心啊。
So it's saying, dear brothers and sisters, we must be careful.
我不知道英文那個版本是什麼，好像就英文好像說我們就不要拜這個即像即英文的版本，但是就、yeah. 你如果看其他版本不是叫是 keep away from idols， 不要拜偶像、
Right. So the English version just says keep away from statues. So it's talking about images.
中文第二樣想跟我們說就要我們自守，這個英文就翻譯唔到啦。
Whereas the Chinese version asks us to be careful and to be on guard.
我哋會遲下同大家講啊，點解約翰叫我哋要自守
？Now I'm going to discuss with you why is it that we are asked to be careful.
點解呢個自守係咁重要咧
？Why is it so important？
原來就係好多基督徒都係無意中咧係入咗拜偶像嘅光景，係佢自己唔知嘅。
The reason that we're admonished to stand guard and to be so vigilant is because there are many believers among us who, even though we are believers, we end up worshiping
others.
And that is why we will be discussing this today in this sermon.
然后第三呢，我们讲话远避偶像。
So number three, it says we must keep away from idols. We must not have idols.
我哋會遲下同大家講咩叫偶像。
I will go into a further explanation about what idols, what that entails.
使徒約翰咧，好似係冇特別講到咩叫偶像。
Well, John. Okay, it's the Chinese name. Now John doesn't specifically say exactly what idols includes, what the list of idols would include.
但使徒保罗咧，就讲得好清楚啦。Now
Paul, Apostle Paul, he is much more specific.
所以如果我哋有机会嘅话，我想同大家再即系喺新约圣经里边睇下保罗嘅书信，讲下关于咩叫拜偶像。And
that is why today we will look at what the Apostle Paul actually says in his writings about what idols mean.
我哋上次同大家讲过，点解使徒约翰到尾嗰阵先至忽然间讲一个新嘅题目出嚟，话小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。Now
why is it that John near the end of his writing he would say, brothers and sisters, you must stay away from idols.
点解系临到尾先嚟讲咧？
Why does he wait till the end?
好似佢由開始到尾都好似冇提到偶像喎，忽然間講偶像出嚟。
It seems as if throughout his writings, he has never mentioned this one item. But then all of a sudden, at the end, he specifically states, "You must stay away."
點會咁怪咧？
That is unusual.
嗱，如果要明白呢度嘅話咧，我哋只可以同約翰一書裏邊講下，到底拜偶像會令一個人失去咩？
If we are to look through John, what he does say is that if you believe in idols or you put idols in your life, you will lose everlasting life.
请大家去睇睇呢个约翰一书第一章，睇翻。
Which John is this?
First John chapter one.
First John chapter one.
我哋睇翻约翰一书第一章，我哋睇呢个第一节去到第四节，里边系有讲三个原因，点解一个人拜偶像系会失去好多福气。
Now there are three reasons why if you have idols in your life that you will lose blessings.
我哋首先我哋可以睇睇嘅就係第一點，就係第一節嗰度，論到從起初原有嘅生命之道，就是我們所聽見過、看見、親眼看見過同親手摸過嘅。
which one is this one?
Verse one.
First John verse one.
Okay, because I think she's kind of obstructed by some of these decorations.
John, what?
First John, yes. Maybe you have to read that a bit.
Okay. Here is what we announced to everyone about the word of life. He is already here from the beginning. We have heard him. We have seen him with our eyes. We have looked at him. Our hands have touched him.
我请问大家，偶像有冇人可以啊？ 做到呢幾樣事咧，你同拜偶像嘅人有冇人可以摸過神、見過神咧？
Now I want to ask you, for those of you or those of or anybody who worships idols, can you possibly touch your idol? Can you see your idol? Can you hear them?
你可以摸到佢，但係你摸緊一個公仔啫喎。
But even when you touch them, it is you're just touching a model.
所有偶像都係要人抬翻嚟嘅。
Statues of idols require that people bring them into their homes.
And that they be carried.
And when you think about it, if you have any idols or statues of idols in your home, they had to be brought into your home. Or you brought them from Chinatown. Or perhaps they were shipped or imported from the Orient. But regardless of how they arrived here in Canada, they had to be bought. Or perhaps they were bought at temples. But when you look at the temples of these idols, how were they constructed? Of course, they were constructed by human hands. Every idol has to be physically carried or ported. They cannot walk. Do you think that they have eyes that can actually see? Do they actually have ears that can hear?
使徒約翰就同我哋講一樣，約翰John就話：我哋要小心，就話呢個係起初從有個道，係嗰班門徒啊親手摸過、親耳聽過嘅。John
says, now Jesus, we have actually seen him, we have actually heard him, we've actually touched him.
嗱，我哋要留心就係佢講話，所聽見、所看見啊嘛，親眼看過係咩意思？
Now we're going to delve a little bit deeper into what he means when he says we've seen him, we've heard him, we've touched him.
看见同亲眼看过有咩分别啊？请问大家。
Now I'd like to ask you, what is the difference between seeing and actually seeing with your own eyes?
原來其實係有唔同。
There is a difference.
原來佢看見過，只不過是係普通咁，即係點啊？好隨便咁睇一睇。
Now it might be that you just casually glance.
但係親眼看過咧，係留心觀察嘅意思。
But when John says we have seen with our own eyes, it means that he gave great concentration when he looked, and that he gave all his well.That he was seriously observing.
你如果要睇啲四福音嘅時候，你會知道嗰啲門徒常常懷疑主係邊個，常常都唔知主係邊個。
You will find that when we look through the Bible, there's many people who don't know what God is.
Who Jesus is?
Oh, who don't know what Jesus is?
好多人都唔知道啊，甚至佢最近嘅門徒都喺度懷疑主嘅身份。
Oh, in fact, you will find that.At times, even the apostles themselves would question.
So we need to understand. He said, "So why did John? He said he saw with his own eyes. He went through many careful observations. He knew that this God is true. He knew that Jesus is the true God."
Whereas John, he studied and he seriously looked to see what he could see about Jesus that he could write down in great detail.
He found that this was the source of his life.起初原有嘅生命啊，係英文就好似講得唔係，我唔清楚。英文就話 the word of life， 但就中文就講得好啲話，起初原有嘅，初初開始就有嘅生命。
I think the English Bible does not translate it very good, but the Chinese says that this life that he saw was actually from the beginning.
Oh, that he was here. Even.
He was here, yeah. And this life was actually the life from the beginning. It is life without end. It is life that is there since the beginning of time.
So what John writes is that Jesus was life, and he was here. There was no beginning. There was no end. That he exists.
大家要明白，所有偶像都有个开始。
Whereas when we look at idols, there is always a beginning.
所有偶像都开始系一个人，知点解变咗一个神俾人拜。
And a lot of religions, idols or gods came from real human beings, originated from human beings and human lives.
冇一个偶像可以话系从开始系原有就系已经存在，冇个偶像系咁样。
Not a single statue of a god or a god in other religions was everlasting or was there.From the beginning,
中國人嗰啲話即係所唔係中國人有咁嘅觀念，但係呢個觀念係點咧？嗰啲偶像從來未做過地球人嘅喎。
Now the Chinese gods are not human, or did not come from a human origin.
全部都係構想，都係即係都係一個幻想嚟嘅啫。
A lot of these are like fables.
同埋咧，仲有一樣大家要留心啊！中國人對呢個偶像話：，哇，起初原有又咁樣咧，係邊個時候開始咧？其實係佢哋接受咗基督教先開始嘅，係受基督教影響。
Now, when did the Chinese start having idols? They were influenced by Christianity.
當佢話有一個嘅偶像，有一個所謂嘅神係由恆古緊古開始嘅話咧，呢、這個觀念咧係中國咧係呢個隋唐之後先開始。
It's hard to say. It's about 1000 AD.
Okay, a long, long time ago. Yes. So basically, a long, long time ago, when they started to have their beliefs.
No, what I'm saying is that out of Chinese history with about 4,000 years, the concept of an eternal being, which is God, has only happened in Chinese history for about 1,000-some-odd years.
Oh, so out of
from a Christian inference.
Oh.
It's because Christianity came to China. Mm-hmm. About that time.
Okay, so basically it didn't exist in Chinese history, which is a history of over 4,000 years. So it's only in the last 1,000 years that Chinese have adapted their religion to reflect a bit of what Christianity has brought in.
So we need to understand that the Apostle John said that this God is true, he has seen it, he has touched it, he has heard it say it.
So John is telling us that this God, our God, is real.You can see, he has seen him, he has touched him, he has experienced him.
我哋要睇第二样就系话，佢话这生命已经显现出来。喺第二节嗰度。
In John 1:2, he says, "Life has appeared. We have seen him. We give witness about him, and we announce to you that same eternal life. He was already with the Father. He has appeared to us."
這位從亘古已經存在的神，是向人顯現過之後是怎樣呢？所有信他人都是跟他有關係，同埋要傳福音。
So those of us who are with the Lord, is it? What are you saying?
They have to.
Oh, it is our duty to also spread His word.
所以咧，跟住咧，約翰咧，佢講到兩個理由，點解拜偶像嘅人咧係蝕底失去福氣。
And so that is why John will say, for those who believe in idols, you lose many, many blessings. You sacrifice blessings.
佢第一個失去嘅福氣就係話喺你喺第三節可以睇到。
The first blessing that you forsake can be seen in John 1:3.
我們將所看見、所聽見嘅傳給你們，使你們與我們相交。我們乃是與父並他兒子耶穌基督相交。
One of the blessings that if we walk with the Lord that we share is that we can share life together with the Lord. We share life with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
喺約翰一書裏邊咧，愛講咗51次。
In John, he mentions love 51 times?
51
times.
51 times.
And he talks about fellowship with God. How many times?
24 times.
24 times.
所以我们可以见到，一个信耶稣的人是可以与神相交。
So when we read John, we can understand that when you walk with the Lord, you have fellowship with the Lord.
一个拜偶像的人是不可以与这个真神相交。
But when you have idols in your life, you cannot have this fellowship.
如果基督徒拜偶像呢?
Now, what about if believers have idols?
就等于一个婚姻里面有第三者。
It is very similar to, as Diana says, in our marriage we have three. You have three people.
We have an outsider.
Oh, outsider. A third party.
Yeah, we have a third party.
Yeah.
Third party relationship.
一个婚姻里面如果有第三者呢，就表示是犯奸淫啊。
Now, if you are married and there is a third party, then that is adultery. Is that it?
一个婚姻里面，如果系有呢个奸淫嘅话咧，
within marriage, if you have an adulterous party,
大家谂下会有咩发生？
What do you think will happen?
我而家喺网上里边常常睇下，网上咧，如果你睇下嘅话咧，就常常有好多教人咧留心啊，点即系睇下个老公点解。 有冇外遇喎？有咩跡象喎？
Now, if you look at the internet and the web, there are many, many sites that tell you how to find out if your husband is involved in other in extramarital affairs.
咁啊，另外有第二邊咧講下咧，睇下即係第二邊啊，睇下個老婆點解又會有外，即係會唔會有揾第二個男人喎？
Similarly, there are many sites that mention well. About the wife having other relationships as well.
咁啊，中國有都好話無事獻殷勤嘅，你要小心啊！即係同一個男人講話，即係叫個女人小心啊！如果老公忽然間對你好好好嘅話，你要小心。
So that's why Chinese has a saying: If all of a sudden your husband is very good to you, there's always a reason.
咁啊，而家咧就而家叻啲啦，而家。
So we must be.
而家要睇埋個銀行户口喎。
Now we have to watch the bank accounts.
點解銀行户口忽然間有好多錢攞出嚟喺 ATM 嗰度？
For example, if there is a large sum of money that is taken away from through the ATM,
咁或者忽然間又有一筆錢入嚟喎，唔知點解喎。
Oh, or conversely, you might have a large amount coming in.
呢個就睇你老婆嘅銀行户口點解忽然間有筆錢入咧。
Yeah. For example, if you watch your wife's account, there might be a large amount coming in.
咁啊，另外咧睇佢咧，點解忽然間扮得咁靚喎，著得咁靚喎，平時著得好隨便噶嘛。
Or even worse, she might be much more careful about her physical appearance.
咁點解而家忽然間冇嘢同你講嘅咧？忽然間
？Not only that, but she no longer has anything to share with you.
嗱，舊時成日有交嗌都好似幾好啊。
Well, now that you think back, when you had your arguments, that at least you were talking.
但係而家忽然間冇交嗌嘅喎。
Then all of a sudden now. There's no more talking, no more arguing.
你講乜嘢，佢都話係好嘅喎。
And whatever you say, she says, "Oh, that's very good, honey."
你知佢敷衍緊你啊。
So you know that there must be something happening.
咁啊，另外咧，你可能你要跟蹤下佢咯喎。
Oh, in which case that may mean that you may need to follow her.
咁點解唔翻屋企啊？點解？
Spy on her.
咁啊，有啲人咧叫你點樣咧？叫你跟佢點啊？如果佢話去開會啊。
Oh, for example, your wife may tell you that she is going out of town on a conference.
你也要跟着他啊?
I suggest that you also follow her.
在美國有一個很厲害的美國,
now, in the States, in the US,
他高爾夫球的會裡面來騙老婆,
there is an individual belonged to a golf association.
他駕駛車去高爾夫球那裡,
now he would tell his wife that he was going to the golf association to play a round of golf.
那真的,車駕駛去,
so he would drive away.
但怎知去了那裡之後呢,
but once he got there, then he would change cars and he would drive on another itinerary.
那他老婆不知道,他老婆,說因為見過車在那裡,
so his wife was totally in the dark because obviously if she checked, the car would be at the golf.
那後來他老婆就找私家偵探來看他。
So finally, the wife resorted to a private investigator and she found out the true details.
我們可以說一個人如果是有這個外遇的話,一個男人如果是有婚外情的話,
now, what we know is that if a man has relationships outside of his marriage,
他跟他老婆那個溝通一定是沒有,一定大家沒有了真正好的相交。
What will happen is that within the marriage, the husband and the wife will no longer have an open, honest relationship or communication.
你可以說或者是他們兩個是沒有好的相交,所以形成這個婚外情。
You could say that perhaps it was because of this lack of communication and honesty in the relationship that this happened.
或者是因為他不相交的話,那又導致一個惡性循環。
Or it might be whichever came first, chicken or the egg.
所以約翰就說,我們要小心啊,我們如果與這位神相交,是何等好的事呢?為什麼我們會失去與這位神的相交?
So that's why when John says, we must be very careful, because if we are to lose this relationship with God, lose this fellowship with God,
還有想大家要留心,一個如果拜偶像的,你和弟兄姊妹關係都不會好的。
I just want to also ask you to listen, because if you do not have a relationship with God, you will also not have a good relationship with your brothers and sisters.
因為第三節裡面講到話,你與神相交,亦都與同弟兄姊妹相交的時候,你這個生命就是真的,這個生命就是快樂的。
And when we have a relationship with God, a true relationship with God, and we have a relationship with brothers and sisters, this is the true blessing.
約翰他說,我們所看見,所聽見的,傳給你聽。
So John is saying, this that I have seen, this that I have heard, this is what I'm telling to you, this is what I'm spreading the word to you.
是使你們與我們相交。一個人如果生命裡面有拜偶像,他心裡面想了第二樣東西。
Now, if we have idols in our lives, anyone who has idols in their lives, you are thinking other things.
什麼叫偶像?
What is an idol?
偶像不只是一個公仔。
Is it just a statue?
偶像其實是任何的事物是代替神在你生命裏面,這個就是偶像。
When we say idol, the definition of idol would be anything that supersedes the presence of God in your life, that becomes your priority other than God.
可以翻譯得很好,這個對,這個真的,這個就是拜偶像。
Now that is idol.
如果一個人想了第二件事,請問大家,你會不會跟弟兄姊妹有好的交通?
Now, if you have some other priority or you're thinking something else, will you have a good relationship or something else is the main? Now, I believe that if you have idol worship in your life or something else other than God is your priority, when you come to Bible study, you will not get much out of it. Because if your heart is occupied by other things, by idols, would you even have the desire to come back for Bible study? Now, many churches have members that do not always show up. Now, we assume that they may physically be unwell, but what it may be is that they simply do have no desire to come to church.
那為什麼不回來?
So why do they not come?
一定是有原因的,
there's always a reason.
那可能那天要出去打球啦,
maybe they want to play golf.
可能, 小蚊仔要去游泳啦, 跳舞啦,
Perhaps they have other responsibilities with their children and swimming or dancing or whatever. Or perhaps they played mahjong and they're so tired they need their sleep. There are many, many reasons. Now, simply what all that constitutes is that other things, other activities have taken the place, the primary place of God in your life. And that's why John says, if you have idol worship, and that's why John says, if there is anything in your life that you think is more important than God, that you place as a priority in your life, you cannot have fellowship. It's analogous to a marriage. When you have a third party in your marriage, there is no way that you can have a happy marriage between two people. Dear brothers and sisters, if there is an issue with fellowship that you have with God, is there anything that we can do about it? Now, we're going to share with you what John says in the Bible about what you can do to improve your relationship with God.
We're going to look at number three.
So in 1 John 1:3 and 1:4, he says, if you have idol worship, what you lose is you lose joy in your life. So in 1 John 1:4, he talks about completeness. We are writing this to make our joy complete. If we have brothers and sisters that have idol worship in your lives, you will not be happy. And when you have fellowship with your brothers and sisters, there is no joy. Now, what are the methods that we can use to encourage us? Now, why is it that idol worship brings forth so many complications? Why is it that John tells us we must stay far away from statues of God? When we look at John, we will see what is the big difference between idols and between the true God. Now, back in the days when John wrote this, idol worship was very, very prevalent. It was everywhere. And that is why brothers and sisters could easily be influenced. Now, I went to visit a Roman ruins, and it was a city called Pompeii, which was buried by a volcano. It took the Italians 60 years to dig out the ruins. Now, what we saw is when they excavated the site, we could see that there were evidence of idol worship everywhere we looked. Now, amazingly, when we looked through the city, there were simply no Christians. We saw no evidence of Christians. There are people who say that God punished that city because that city was a city that was full of idol worship.
And rejected the gospel.
Right, and rejected God. When we look to see what levels of adultery was being practiced, we found that and people who have idols in their lives was very similar.
原來在 Pompey 裏面每條街道裏面都有個路牌指去最在街角嗰個記載。
Oh, in fact, when we looked at Pompey, we found that on every street there were signs pointing towards the local brothel.
嗰個導遊係教我哋咁睇嘅。
And that is actually what the tour guide pointed out to us.
佢甚至乎喺街磚裏面都係路牌指啊。
And we found that even on the stones that make up the roads, there were signs pointing.
喺嗰度咧係最出名係有兩種嘅路牌。
Now there were two well-known signs.
第一個路牌就係教人去邊度去去嫖妓，教人去邊度去揾呢個娼妓。
Right. So basically, one of them were signs showing you to brothels.
第二就教人去邊度揾的士喎，當時嘅的士啊 ，taxis。
And the second one was a sign pointing you towards taxi stands.
原來當時都有啲馬車嘅嚇
，horse-drawn carriage。
係即係嗰陣時候嘅的士啊
，taxis of the time。
咁我唔知佢點計錢啦嚇。
I don't know how they charged. I imagine.
但係通街就充滿咗呢個偶像。
But everywhere we looked, we found evidence of idol worship.
所以那個導遊就話，佢話原來拜偶像係同犯奸淫咧係好接近嘅。那個導遊講。
So the idol worship and sinners,
and prostitution,
and prostitutes,
and adultery,
and adultery,
are very similar.
Very similar related.
但我哋要明白就話，一個人如果係要拜偶像嘅話，佢就會失去咗呢個與神同在嘅福分。
So again, we want to say, if you have idol worship in your life, what you sacrifice, what you give up, is a relationship with God.
咁佢哋就話：呢啲人出去揾呢個其他嘅女人嗰陣時候，咁個老婆咪坐喺屋企裏邊咯，見唔到老公翻嚟咯。
So similarly, in our analogy, if the husband goes out to have relationships with someone else, where is his wife? She is sitting at home by herself.
我哋要明白到咩叫偶像咧？而家我哋常常我哋系冇有形嘅偶像，但系我哋有啲无形嘅偶像喺我哋生命里边。
We're trying to elucidate what idols are and what idols can be in your life.
有啲人生命里边有好多无形偶像。
Sometimes there are individuals among us who have many many idols in our lives.
可能系佢个屋企啦，可能系佢个车啦，可能系个事业啦。
It could be your home, it could be your car, it could be your occupation or your career.
可能佢中意打波啦。
Or it could be that your love of golf.
可能佢中意打牌啦。
Or it could be your love of mahjong.
星期日你可以咧揸车翻嚟教会嗰阵时候，你见到咧，如果你系近如果你近啲 ravine， 你见到好多鬼都去喺度周围跑嚟跑去嘅。佢哋唔翻教会噶，佢哋中意运动啊，中意赛跑啊。
Now, on Sundays, if you look along the ravine, you will find many joggers running through the park. They don't come to church.
呢啲人係崇拜佢自己嘅身體啊。
And what we will say is that these, if they are believers, then they have put physical fitness and their own health ahead of
them. 有啲人崇拜自己嘅事業咯。
Yeah. And others will put priority on their career.
但我哋要明白到呢啲偶像啊，每一個偶像都有一個限制嘅。
Now, every idol has its cost.
Every idol demands a sacrifice.
Yeah, okay.
每一个偶像都要有人向佢献祭啊。问题就系呢啲拜偶像嘅人，佢献咗咩祭咧？
So when you have idol worship in your life, what do you sacrifice?
我相信佢第一佢咪将个家庭嚟到献咗祭咯，将个家庭关系冇咗咯。
It might be that you lose a relationship with your family.
或者系点样？或者佢系同最紧要就系佢同神嘅关系冇咗。
But more importantly, you lose fellowship. You don't walk with the Lord.
我聽過有一個人，佢話佢翻香港做會計。
I talked to a colleague, an accountant.
唔係，佢話佢個仔翻香港做會計。
Oh, his son went back to Hong Kong to become an accountant.
每天呢, 就要上14个小时工作。
Oh, and he works 14 hours a day.
一个礼拜6日半。
Six and a half days.
12到14个小时。
12 to 14 hours. And if he is not willing to commit to 12 hours a day, his company is quite happy to give him a pink slip. And if he would like to be partner, then there are many other hurdles that he needs to surpass in his own company. Therefore, he has to have ongoing education. So even after he has achieved his accountant designation, there is still more learning that he needs to undertake. So if he hasn't made partner, he's doing 12 and 14 hours, I can only imagine what a partner would be working. He said, oh, well, probably 15 to 16 hours.
So I ask you,
what kind of life is this? Do you think they have any happiness? Do they have life in their lives? They make a lot of material gain. But are they able to enjoy what they earn? I recall an Indian friend of mine who had three restaurants, who opened three restaurants. So he oversaw one restaurant, he had two sons, and each of them oversaw the other two. Now, all three restaurants were on the same street. Then I said, oh my, that he must have a monopoly. He must be making a lot of money. One was by a bus station, one was by a train station. And another one was by a car station, all on the same street. He opened three restaurants. Now he was very good to us. He knew we were foreigners. He invited us in and gave us much to eat. So of course I asked him to come back to church. He said, I'm too busy. He said, I start my day at 6:30. So Simon says, well, we also have an evening sharing. He says, well, it's that we work until 10 o'clock at night. So then Simon says, so what do you do when you go home? The gentleman said, I go home and I sleep and to get ready for tomorrow. I noticed that the owner would stay by the till and he would manage all the cash himself because he did not trust his workers. And his sons were the same. So all three of them would be there from day till night counting money. Yeah. And after that, then they would have an armored car deliver the cash to the bank. Day to day, day in, day out, this was his routine. Now one day, when I returned, I noticed that the old man was not there anymore. But who was there was his wife, and she was counting the money.
So I asked her,
dear woman, where is your husband?
死了.
She said, oh, he has passed away. But she says, even as he died, he was in the process of counting his money. When you look inside their restaurant, you will find that there's plentiful evidence of idol worship everywhere. So once we had gone once or twice, we chose not to go because there was just such a heavy sense of idol worship everywhere.
親愛弟兄姊妹，一個人如果只是這樣，只懂賺錢的話，這個成為了個偶像，我請問大家，他有沒有真正人生的快樂？
So when you have this type of idol worship in your life, how happy can you be? And
約翰一書就跟大家說話，人生的最大的目的追求不是這些，是在神裡面的充足啊，喜樂啊。
In the Bible it says that the greatest happiness that you can find is not in material goods, it is in a relationship with God.
所以約翰一書他說，親愛弟兄姊妹，如果你想你人生的喜樂充足的時候，你快點找一班愛主的弟兄姊妹。
So that's why in the Bible it says, Dear brothers and sisters, if you want to find the most complete joy in your life, quickly find brothers and sisters.
快點在這裡追求這位真神。
And make your pursuit of a relationship with God, of a full relationship with God.
偶像和真神的分別是很大，在約翰一書裡面說，雖然不是直接，但間接說。
There is a big difference when you compare idols and when you compare God.
我請問大家就是，偶像可不可以洗去你的罪？約翰一書第一章七節話，偶像不可以洗去人的罪，但是真神耶穌基督的祂的寶血洗淨我們的罪。
John 1:7, it talks about idols cannot forgive you or wash away your sins, but God can forgive you and take away all your sins.
我们请大家看约翰一书二章二节。我们会看到一样，就是说偶像是没有这个普世的观念。约翰一书二章二节。Gave his life to pay for our sins, but he not only paid for our sins, but he also paid for the sins of the world.
Oh. So the difference too is that idols did not give their lives for you, but God gave his life, or Jesus gave his life to pay for our sins. He not only paid for our sins, he paid for the sins of the whole world.
所有偶像都是这个是民族性的，你有没有看到啊？所有偶像都是有自己民族的本性，从来不会跨越民族的。
Every idol comes from a context of culture, and they do not extend beyond certain cultures.
你见过有中国人拜这个大笨象头人身的印度偶像没有？
Do you see Chinese people worshipping Indian idols?
可能不是那么多，对不对？是吗？
Mm-hmm.
我请问你有没有见过印度人拜观音呢？我没见过哦。
Similarly, Indian people do not believe in Kuan Yin.
That's right.
Or worship Kuan Yin. So, idol worshippers are very culture specific.
但是真神呢是怎样呢？是普世观念的，是救这个全世界的。
But when we talk about the real God and Jesus, we find that it is global. It crosses all lines of culture.
So, you can see that this拜偶像的人，那個，我可以說他的心態，他的心境呢，是沒那麼好的，是沒那麼廣泛的。
So when we talk about idol worshippers, they do not have as a complete a soul.
我們看二章第五節，約翰一書二章第五節。
Look at John 2 verse 5.
Huh? 我們可以看到，你看不看到，第二章五節。
But if anyone obeys God's word, then God's love is truly made complete in that person. Here is how we know we belong to Him.
嗱，聖經話裏邊話，我哋係屬於主啊。Now, 偶像啊，唔可以完全啊控制一個人嘅。
So when what 控制
偶像啊，從來唔可以完全控制一個人。所以啲人要拜咁多個唔同嘅偶像。
Oh, I see. Right. So when you believe in Jesus or when you believe in God, your faith is complete.
但拜偶像嘅人係要拜好多個偶像嘅，因為冇一個偶像佢本身可以完全滿足到佢啊。
But when you have idol worships, you will find that you need many, many different idols because not a single idol will bring you that sense of completeness.
大家有冇接觸過嗰啲拜佛嘅人？
Has anyone had any contact with people who are Buddhists?
其實真正佛教觀念裏面沒有偶像的。
When we look at Buddhists, they do not
Buddhism,
have idols?
Buddhism? The original Buddhism does not have idols.
Right.
真正拜偶，即佛學那裡是沒有偶像的。
There are no idols in Buddhism.
佛教裏面是講人生是要虛空的。
It talks about how in Buddhism you have to free your spirit.
是要即樣嘢樣嘢係要即人生係苦係要虛空嘅，所以你係脱去呢個苦海嘅話咧，樣樣嘢嘅存在你話唔存在咧，你就可以咧大解脱。字典翻譯。
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay,
I think Buddhism is about that you have to suffer, that you have to work through your suffering to a sense of where nothing matters.
Yes, because existence is pain in itself, according to Buddhism.
Because life itself is pain. And when you work through those bonds, you will come to a sense of nothing.
So if you would like to get rid of all your earthly bonds, then you are truly freed, according to Buddhism.
Yeah.
但如果这样说，样东西可以得大解决，样东西是即空空如也的话，那为什么那些人得不到满足呢？为什么那些人要拜其他东西？所有拜佛的人都要拜其他东西的。
And that is why you will find that many Buddhists also have many other idols that they also worship.
因为点解咧？你可以睇到拜佛嘅人好多时候系要占卦嘅。
You will find that a lot of Buddhists will use joysticks, I Ching.
系要睇相嘅。
They will have to look at little beliefs about how things work.
系要睇风水嘅。
They believe in the feng shui.
做生意嗰啲要睇埋孔明卦。
And those who do business also look for auspicious days.
咁我哋常常谂下，我话呢啲咁样嘅佛教冇教噶，呢啲唔系从佛教出噶，点解啲人啊系要沟埋两样
？So then Simon's looking at this and thinking, why is it that people have so many different idols that they mold together?
咁佢又话自己信佛，但系点解信好多嘢其实系佛教冇嘅咧？
And why is it that they believe in so many things that actually Buddhism itself does not talk about?
大家睇到嘛？原因就係佛教本身唔能夠滿足人啊。
Oh, and the reason for that is because Buddhism itself does not bring a sense of completeness or fulfillment to your life.
So, 約翰一書第二章第五節裏邊講得好好。
And that is why 1 John 2:5 says it very well when it talks about how God can make you complete.
佢裏邊係完全嘅。
How it talks about making you whole, making you complete,
fulfills you.
And that's why when we are with God, God fulfills us and he makes us complete. And that is something that those who worship idols will never find. Because they cannot find this perfect love.
約翰一書裡面講到話，光同呢個黑暗嘅分別就係愛同唔愛嘅分別。
So John talks about the difference between darkness and light, the difference between love and not.
在第二章九节那里说，人如果说自己在光明中，他恨他弟兄的，就在黑暗里面，爱弟兄的就住在光明当中。
1 John 2:9, suppose someone claims to be in the light, but hates his brother or sister, then he is still in the darkness.
基督教是真正教人是要爱啊。
God talks about love.
但是拜偶像的呢，好少讲爱的，对不对？
But when we talk about other beliefs and other cultures and idols, they do not talk about love.
因为拜偶像是教你爱自己的而已。
Usually,
没教你怎么爱人的，对不对？
Usually, all these other idol worships are all about how to love yourself.
咁我香港有一个叔呢，就是好喜欢拜观音的。我不知道男人为什么喜欢拜观音啊。
I have an uncle who worships Kuan Yin.
咁啊，佢个袋里边咧都有观音经嘅喎。
He even has Kuan Yin's little scriptures.
咁我就问佢，我话点解你中意拜观音啊
？So I said to him, why is it that you worship Kuan Yin, the goddess of mercy?
咁佢成八十岁人啦
He's 80 years old.
咁啊，我记得我好细个嗰阵时候咧，佢教我呢个中国古文嘅喎，即系我呢个叔啊。
I remember my uncle telling me tales.
When I was very young, yeah. He was my tutor in classical Chinese.
Oh, classical Chinese.
So when I see him, I also, I tell him, 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 I tell him
So he's a very scholarly man. So when I speak with him, I have to watch my words. So uncle, why is it that you worship the goddess of mercy? He says, she is merciful. He says, now I remember when reading the Guan Yin scriptures, there is one saying where it says, if someone tries to harm you, and if you say the scripture, that harm will actually reflect back on the person who wishes to harm you. For example, if they wish that you be run over by a car, when you say that Guan Yin scripture, the person that wish that is what will happen to them, not to you. And so then Simon says to his uncle, do you remember that scripture where it says that? He says, yeah, there is a scripture that says that will happen. So Simon says, well, then how is it that she can be a goddess of mercy? Because obviously merciful to the one who was praying, but not to the one who got run over. Yeah. So to me, that just seems like
an eye for an eye
and a tooth for a tooth. So it's not a universal mercifulness. What is it that the Bible says that we should treat our enemies? Our Bible says that we must love our enemies. In fact, the Bible says that the best solution, that the best revenge, quote unquote, is to love your enemy. In fact, the Bible says that when you love them, it will be as if you're heaping fire on their head. And idols cannot bring a sense of completeness to you or give you happiness. So today, I'd like to share with you to delve deeper into this. So as I was saying, people who worship Buddha have to worship other idols because it doesn't bring this sense of completion to them. There's something missing. So is it that, brothers and sisters, does God fulfill every need in us, for us? Is that true? And so that's why when we have brothers and sisters that have idols in their lives, it is because God, they're not giving, allowing God to give them that sense of completeness. It might be that their love of money has become their idol, and that has anesthetized them to the love of God. Well, and others may be that they do not find contentment with God. Has any of you experienced that you have felt that God has not met your needs?
What does
that mean?
God did not realize his promises.
Oh, and it might have, or you may feel that God has not kept his promises. Or you may feel that God is not listening to you. Has sometimes any of us felt that? Sometimes. Sometimes he says, wait. Well, have you ever felt that maybe God has not met your needs?
Mm-hmm.
地位咯。
And when you feel this lack in your life, or that you feel that God has not remained true to you, then that is when you look for other things to fill that gap.
呢个圣经里边就讲叫做系对神嘅怀疑，等于系不信 ，unbelief。
Unbelief.
The Christians go into periods of unbelief.
Oh.
有冇咧？我想同大家讲，到底有冇咧？如果有嘅点算咧？
So what should we do when sometimes we have a lapse in faith?
所以約翰佢就話我哋要自守就係咁解啊，我哋要小心啊。
And that is why John says we must be on guard.
因為當你覺得對神不滿嗰陣時候嘅話咧，魔鬼就揾緊你噶啦。
Because when there are times when you feel that God does not meet your needs, then that is when you are most vulnerable, and that is when Satan will find you.
嗱咁啦，當我哋係有呢個不信嗰陣時候，我哋點樣處理咧？
And that is why he addresses what we should do as brothers and sisters when we find that we have a lapse in our faith, or when our faith is weak.
How do we handle our unbelief?
How do we manage times like this when we have declines in our belief?
咁啦，舊約聖經裏邊咧，好多先知咧都有呢個問題啊，親愛弟兄姊妹。
So that is why in the Old Testament, many prophets had periods when they had...
最大的問題那個呢就是其實先知耶利米, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. For example, one of the prophets, Jeremiah, also experienced...
耶利米其實呢,是一個呢,對神有懷疑的先知來的。
Jeremiah is a prophet who probably had the most questions about God.
He might have the most unbelief about God.
Mm-hmm.
耶利米啊，耶利米，你如果你留心睇耶利米書咧，佢同神嗌咗好多次交。
In fact, you will find that Jeremiah has many instances when he disagreed with God or when he had arguments.
好多情況，即係你覺得其實佢係懷疑神嘅動機。
In fact, you will find that he questions God's what God asks him to do. He questions.
甚至佢對神嘅本性都有懷疑啊。
In fact, he also questions whether God is God.
但點解佢成為大先知啊？
But why is it that he became a great prophet? And how is it that Jeremiah influenced Daniel?
點解舊約嘅先知書裏邊，除咗以賽亞書裏邊最多篇幅嘅、最多頁數嘅就係耶利米書？點解？點解佢係咁大嘅先知啊？點解神咁用佢咧？
Why is it that God chose to use Jeremiah?
有好大原因啊！親人弟兄姊妹，呢個就係我哋屬靈嘅秘訣。我今日想同大家弟兄姊妹分享。
I will share with you why God chose Jeremiah。
原因就係佢將佢嘅不信係同神講，就唔同第二個人講啊。
Well, one of the key things is that when Jeremiah had questions, he spoke directly with God. He shared his
unbelief
with God.
He voiced his unbelief to God and to God only.
Yeah.
佢淨係同神講，就唔同人講啊。一個人如果將佢自己不信同神講嗰陣時候嘅話咧，神就會將天國嗰個嘅秘密話俾佢聽。Anyone that dares to share his unbelief of God, God will open the treasures and the secrets of the kingdom to him. 我哋最大問題就係咧，我哋將我哋嘅不信同大家弟兄姊妹分享啊，同神嚟講，我哋又樣樣嘢都信噶，我哋祈禱。其實品性都冇佢真啊！我哋。
So a lot of us, our problems is that when we have periods of unbelief or decreases in faith, we share it with each other rather than directing it to God.
嗱，開會就知噶啦，基督教開會嚇，上就個個有人話出去傳福音，有人哎呀唔好咯，我哋又冇錢啊，我哋要建堂啊，好多嘢噶喎。
For example,
我哋冇人力啊，咁樣。
Oh, for example, when we have meetings and we talk about spreading the word, there's always someone who would say, "Oh, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough manpower." Lots of objections.
嗱，我哋問題就係我哋基督徒裏邊咧，我哋常常將我哋嘅不信啊，同大家弟兄姊妹分享啊。
So,
我哋將我哋不信傳染人啊。
So our issues as brothers and sisters is when we have we don't have as much faith, we tend to share it with each other to draw each other down, to pull each other down.
啊，我哋祷告啊，圣洁咯，我哋祷告就。
But we are very enthusiastic when we ask for things.
你听基督徒嘅祷告啦，喺祈祷会里边，样样嘢都话好嘅，系咪？由赞美神开始到赞美神到尾，对唔对？
We praise God from beginning to end.
喺我哋祈祷嗰度啊。
Within our prayer meetings.
但是呢我们开会之后呢跟我们祈祷刚刚相反的，有没有发觉？
But later, it doesn't reflect our enthusiasm when we have meetings afterwards to discuss day-to-day things.
我请问你这种人有没有喜乐和满足?
Do you think people like this will have any happiness?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我今日想同大家一个挑战。 你想你生命快乐?
So I'd like to share with you that if you want contentment and happiness in your life,
你想神祝福你的侍奉,
and if you want the Lord to bless you in what you do,
记紧就是说，将你的不信净系同神讲，唔好同人讲。
What I suggest to you is that you share your doubts and any problems that you have, you direct it to God, that you talk to God about it.
我相信神是欢迎呢种嘅祷告嘅。
I suggest that God welcomes thoughts like this.
旧约先知里边个个都同神拗数嘅。
That all the prophets have discussed with God.
你可以同神讲话神啊，我明白你嗰个嘅本性，但系呢件事咧好似系同你本性系有啲唔相同，点解会发生咧？
You can share with God that how is it, God, that something like this can happen?
点解你将我摆喺咁嘅光景里边咧，好似样嘢都做唔到咧？
Why is it that you put me in a situation where I find it untenable?
点解我哋出去传福音冇人听咧？
Why is it that when we go out to spread the word, no one wants to listen?
嗱，呢啲你可以同神讲啊。
Now these are things that you can speak with to God.
千祈唔好同弟兄姊妹讲啊，呢啲。
But this is something that you should not share with your brothers and sisters.
我早几日前咧就同神咧喺度大发怨言。
I have spoken to God about my doubts.
咁啊神就寻晚就同我讲说话咯喺我心度。
So the Lord spoke to me in my heart.
神话仆人大唔过主人啊，傻仔。 神话 The servant cannot be bigger than the master.
我喺世上啊，耶稣话我喺世上俾人藐视嘅话，你叻得过我咩？ So the Lord said, when I was on earth, this similarly something happened to me. So are you any better than I am?
耶稣话我传道系咪个个人都听噶？
He says, even when I spoke and spread the word, not everyone listened.
我对你嘅希望系你忠心咋。
So my only wish is that you have faith and you have devotion.
成唔成功呢啲，你而家你肉眼睇唔到噶。
He says, whether you succeed or not, a lot of times you may not see it with your own eyes.
你系做会计，你中意计数，有啲数你计唔到噶。
Just as you're an accountant and there are accounts that you may calculate, there are things that you may not be able to quantify.
神讲醒咗我。 So
the Lord spoke to me and he opened my eyes.
但你谂下，如果我唔同神讲，我同弟兄姊妹讲话，传福音冇用噶，唔好听啊，冇人同你讲噶，即系讲咗都冇用啦。咁你话几败坏人咧？对唔对？
So if I were to speak with this to my brothers and sisters and not to God, do you not think that would draw down people's spirits?
所以系有私祷同公祷嘅分别咧。 There are things you pray in private and things you pray in the public. 系有分别噶。公祷里边你系英明神武吓，私祷里边系同神你度嗌交啦，神祝福你啦。So
you can discuss your doubts and your fears with God, but best not to share it with brothers and sisters.
But in your public prayer, always show faith.
But in your public spirit, when you are with your brothers and sisters, praise and exhort God.
And bring your unbelief only to God and to God only.
Mm-hmm.
神就祝福你。你生命里面, the Lord will bless you. 咁就唔会有偶像。
And then there will not be any idols.
神就会满足你。 我发觉当我真系咁向神祈祷嘅时候, 神系满足咗我嘅要求, 神满足咗我嘅怀疑。
Where you bring your doubts to God and your fears to God, he will take care of your fears and your doubts, and he will give you what you need. So I said to God, I can see that I do not understand your I do not necessarily understand what it is that you
want.
Simon says, who am I? I am nothing. You are the great.
但我又再次感謝神，神聽我咁樣嘅控訴，神嬲。But
I'm also very grateful that when I can share my fears and doubts with God, he is not angered by my fears and my doubts.
另外仲有一樣我哋要明白到係拜偶像嘅人咧，永遠係在偶像嘅控制之下。
Well, we consider that if there are idols in your life, as long as you have idols in your life, the idols have a hold of you. They control you.
今日好多人啊，佢哋唔敢信耶穌係因為點解？因為佢契得俾觀音啊。
So why there are many among us who may still not reach out and become believers is because they still have their Kuan Yin's godsons and goddaughters.
佢哋以為如果佢係棄假歸真嗰陣時候咧，呢位假神、呢位魔鬼會追討佢啊！佢以為啊，呢位如果佢信耶穌嘅話咧，呢、
right.
個觀音會害佢。
Oh, because they think that should they choose to become a believer in God, then they fear that Kuan Yin or their other idols will destroy them.
咁我又問佢：我如果佢咁大慈大悲，唔應該害你嘅啫，係咪？
And then my argument is that if Kuan Yin, the goddess of mercy, is truly merciful, then there is no reason to fear that they will try to destroy you.
咁你唔係淨係拜佢啦，你仲拜好多嘢嘅喎，對唔對？係嘛？
So it is not only
你除拜觀音之外，你仲拜其他嘅。
Yeah.
你要拜關公噶嘛？咁又唔見佢害你。
Yeah. So there are other idols, and so Simon says, "Well, what about those? Why is it that you only fear the goddess of mercy?"
咁即係我成日覺得就係嗰啲人就係諗住好得直嘅。其實點樣咧？佢明白到呢個唔係大慈大悲嘅觀音，其實背後係魔鬼啊！
So actually, these people may say that they worship Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, but actually, what they are worshiping is actually the demons behind it.
其實個心裏邊知道呢個觀音嘅像背後係有個邪靈喺度控制。
So they can understand that behind this faith of Kuan Yin, there are actually many many demonic influences.
所以，親愛弟兄姊妹，如果你旅行啊，千祈唔好入去廟裏邊睇啊！你哋有冇去台灣旅行啊？台灣裏邊好多廟噶。
So one word of caution to brothers and sisters is that if you go traveling, please do not visit temples of idols.
香港都有嗰啲廟啊。
There are many temples even in Hong Kong.
香港啲廟啊，成為歷史保護文物啊。
They are historic buildings in Hong Kong.
有個基督徒話佢曾經去香港裏邊，即係見到個歷史保護文物，咪入去睇下咯。
We had a brother and sister who went.Traveling and went inside one of these historic buildings, which was a temple for idols.
佢入去咧，佢發覺咧，初就好似係考古啊，初係，但係後來佢發覺有種力量咧，叫佢跪低拜嗰個偶像。
And when he went in, he felt as if there was some force, pushing him to kneel down and worship the idol.
佢嗰陣時覺得好驚。
Then he became very very afraid.
所以佢話：主啊，你救我。
So he said.Dear Lord, please save me.
跟住就走佬喎，跟住。
And then he ran out. And once he ran and he left the temple of the idol, he was fine.
啊，佢話一講個主啊救我嗰陣，嗰個邪靈嗰個力量咧，忽然間冇咗喎。
Yeah. And when he asked God, when he said, "Please, God, save me," he felt immediately that impulse to kneel down and worship was gone.
跟住佢覺得佢唔應該喺呢個地方度啊。
So then he came to realization that he should never have entered that temple of an idol.
我哋去歐洲裏邊，如果旅行咧，你都唔好去啲天主教嘅教堂裏邊崇拜。
So 天主教哦、oh,，so right. So even when we are in Europe or wherever, we should not enter any Catholic churches.
我覺得即係歐洲裏邊大部分嘅古蹟都係同佢個教堂有關。
Because many of the churches in Europe belong to the Catholic faith.
我覺得如果你入去裏邊嗰陣時候嘅話，你要小心啊！亦都有一個力量係叫你跪拜嗰啲偶像。
Because you may find that if you enter even these churches, Catholic churches, you will find that there is a impulse or a influence from demonic forces to worship.
尤其是如果你以前係天主教徒嘅。
Particularly if you in the past you yourself were raised in the Catholic faith.
啊，人你而家你信咗耶穌啦嚇。
But now that you believe in Jesus and God.
去歐洲旅行。
If you go to Europe,
你去參加嗰啲古舊教堂
，and if you go to visit all the historic churches,
係人哋點聖水？人哋點聖水 ？Put the hand, you know, dip into holy water.
Oh, for example, when you put your hand into the holy water,
有個力量係叫你跟佢㗎。
You will find that there will be an influence telling you that.You must convert to the Catholic faith.
人哋點聖水啊？咁樣嗰陣時候啊，如果你係基督徒啊，嗱，你入去以前你天主教背景嘅話，你都想咁做嘅。呢個咪就邪靈咯，邪靈嘅控制咯。
In fact, if you were in the Catholic faith and you go in and there's holy water and you cross yourself, there would be an influence to return back to that faith. So we must be on guard. We must be vigilant, brothers and sisters. And so that is the meaning when John says we must be on guard and we must be vigilant.
Romans 1:25. Romans 1:25.
Oh, they chose a lie instead of God's truth. They worshipped and served created things.
NIV says that they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Mm-hmm. NIV 讲得好啲。 你哋呢个咩版本嚟噶？ 你哋可唔可以将来有NIV版本啊？ 系嘛？ 如果有NIV版本好啲， NIV 呢度讲得好啲嘅。佢话 they exchanged the truth of God for a lie.
Worship sir created things.
但中文话佢将神嗰个真实变为呢个虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，唔敬拜那创造嘅主，呢个就系拜偶像。嗱，亲爱弟兄姊妹啊，约翰一书里边讲到话，如果我哋拜偶像嘅话，我哋其实失去咗好多快乐同埋福分。So
brothers and sisters, if we worship idols, we give up and we sacrifice many, many blessings.
最后我想同大家快啲睇睇呢个其他嘅圣经里边讲关于拜偶像嘅问题。
So what we're going to do now is we're going to share some scriptures that talks about idol worship.
请大家睇呢个保罗讲关于拜偶像嘅问题。圣徒保罗，Paul，保罗拜偶像嘅人系有好多问题嘅。我哋请睇呢个哥林多前书第5章。 1 Corinthians 5:10。哥林多前書第5章第10節。但佢只話唔係指世上一切行淫亂嘅、貪婪嘅、勒索嘅或拜偶像。如果係咁講嘅，我哋離開呢個世界。 除非我哋离开呢个世界，放但如果我写信俾你嘅话，话自己系弟兄嘅，但系行奸淫嘅、贪婪嘅、拜偶像嘅、或辱骂嘅、或醉酒嘅、勒索嘅，呢啲人唔好同佢相交啊！食饭都唔好同佢食啊！嗱，基督徒如果拜偶像嘅话，就会得到咁样。再睇呢个林前第6章9節，哥林多前书第6章第9節 1 Corinthians 6:9
Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor adulterers, nor idolaters, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God.
大家看到嘛，拜偶像嘅人咧，常常係犯奸淫嘅，同埋聖經話係同性戀嘅，呢啲人咧係唔可以承受神嘅國度嘅。 佢話佢有呢個人權啦嚇，但係神權，你話我問大家，神權緊要定人權緊要啊啦？同性戀嘅人話佢自己有人權可以行同性戀。So
homosexuals say that they have the freedom to choose.
They have the human rights.
Human rights to choose to be homosexual or to engage in homosexual relationships.
神話佢哋係點啊？ 唔能够承受神嘅国度啊！
But God says that homosexuals will not be allowed into the kingdom of God.
拜偶像嘅人咧，系同犯奸淫嘅系点啊？同埋一齐噶，你发觉噶
？And that actually God links together people who are sexually immoral with people who worship idols.
亲爱弟兄姊妹啊，圣经里面讲话，如果拜偶像嘅人咧，系有好多其他问题。请睇呢个哥林多后书第6章。
第十六節。
Which one?
哥林多後書 Second Corinthians 6 verse 16。
What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同啊？我们是永生神的殿，大家明白吧？我们是永生神的殿，神的殿在我们生命里面，所以我们不需要去庙宇里。
We are the temple of the living God. There is no need for us to go to temples.
早期教会的弟兄姊妹是常常亦都是受这个拜偶像的人来困扰，所以呢他们自己亦都是离开偶像。请大家看这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章九节 First Thessalonians 1:9。
For they themselves report what kind of
reception? Thessalonians.
Yeah.
It's the one before.
For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell you how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus who rescues us from the coming wrath.
最后想同大家睇就系以弗所书第五章第五节 Ephesians 5:5.
And this is what he says. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an adulterer, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
大家睇到嘛？無論係淫亂嘅、污穢嘅、貪心嘅，同神嘅國都係冇份嘅。貪心嘅同拜偶像嘅係一樣。我哋常常就覺得好奇怪，就香港好多嗰啲睇相佬咧，好多風水佬。同人哋話，即係等人可以即係點啊？吹胸避吉啊，係嘛？唔係我講笑啊嚇，即係吹吉避凶，我話佢吹胸避吉。好多個香港睇相佬啊，教人點樣嚟到即係點啊？教人點樣賺錢啊？對唔對？風水佬啊，教人賺錢啊。
風水 masters, they teach people, or they are trying to teach people how to maximize their material gain.
我問大家啦，香港邊個人喺股票裏邊唔蝕錢嘅？
有邊個唔蝕錢 ？Who has not lost money in the latest stock market？
風水佬蝕唔蝕錢啊？睇相佬嗰啲啊蝕唔蝕啊
？Do you think the people who believe in feng shui do you believe that they lost money？
如果係，如果佢唔蝕錢嘅話咧，佢係值錢咯，對唔對
？Now if people who believed in feng shui or practice feng shui if they did not lose any in the stock market then that would beA very valuable
thing. 但係自從香港股災嗰陣時候啊，冇一個大師敢出嚟講啊，話令人哋可以啊，即係賺大錢啊，有冇啊？冇啊，佢自己蝕到眼坦坦啦。
But during this period, even the feng shui masters lost money, so they did not come out to exhort people how to make more money.
咁拜偶像嘅人咪得到咁嘅結果咯？聖經話，佢神嘅國度裏邊冇份啊。
So the Bible says that at the end, people who worship idols will not share in the kingdom of God.
在钱里面他都没份了，对不对？得回来是什么？人财两空。
Even their material gains will be for nothing.
所以到最后想跟大家看这个，就是《哥林多前书》第十章，第十四节。
Which one is this?
哥林多前书，First Corinthians。第十章第十四節 10:14 我所親愛的弟兄姊妹你們要逃避拜偶像的事
10:13
1 Corinthians
10:13
Chapter 10 verse 14
Oh, Therefore my dear friends flee from adulteryw
約翰一書裏面所講嘅，同保羅所講嘅係完全吻合嘅。弟兄姊妹啊，我哋如果逃避偶像嘅話，我哋人生裏面就有充足，我哋與主就可以有真正好嘅相交。
So brothers and sisters, if we do not worship idols, if we run from idol worship, we can enjoy a complete, fulfilling relationship with God.
我哋一個結束嘅禱告。
So we will end with a prayer.
天父，我哋感谢你为我哋预备你自己嘅话语，愿你嘅话语本身系能够满足到我哋。愿我哋弟兄姊妹都好似系约翰所讲，我哋要自守，远离偶像。感谢祈求奉我主耶稣基督嘅名义求。
Amen.